Blog Talk Radio.
Miss New. Whoa, 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 yeah. He said, whoa, mama, he ain't the booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the shutter spin, though. He said, whoa, mama, he ain't booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the shutter spin, though. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Good, when you think you want, you just be mine. Best of me, even if I want to sex, I have him next to me. But I gotta be honest, dude, really turn me on. So much so, I talk about him in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction, but this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on slow, I put the brakes on it. That he acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and put me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize 313, excuse me. Done had a little bit of burr up in here, you know what I'm saying. And it's going down real big. I got to go ahead and do this quickie live show, you know what I'm saying, address the issue that I'm currently working on, trying to drum up some support. And let me go ahead and get me some background music. My dog Steve M. Steve Melodic, and we'll hear something from him in a minute. Let me see if it's going to start. What the hell? I don't hear nothing. Okay. All right. Okay. H.R. 446 is the bill that's been introduced to the 113th Congress for the 2013 to the 2015 session. This was introduced back in February 1st, 2013. And it is right now, it's been assigned to the Congressional Committee, but it has not reached anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So next it'll be moving on to the House or the Senate. Which will consider it before possibly sending on, yeah, to the House or Senate as a whole. So H.R. 446 is the National Criminal Justice Commission Act of 2013. I'm going to give you a little brief synopsis of what it entails, a little four little things, what it entails. And you can go to www.govchange.org track.us/congress/bills/113, or you can just go to govtrackers.com and type in HR446, and it'll bring up this bill up. Okay, so now the bill, real quick, it says that the findings, Congress finds that it is in the interest of the nation to establish a commission to undertake a comprehensive review of the criminal justice system. Duh. Okay, there's not been a comprehensive study since the President's Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice, which was established in 1965. People, we are talking about 2014. We are talking about a long time since people have actually cared about the justice system. That commission, in a span of 18 months, produced a comprehensive report entitled The Challenge of Crime in a Free Society, which contained 200 specific recommendations on all aspects of the criminal justice system involving federal, state, tribal, and local governments, civic organizations, religious institutions, business groups, and individual citizens. And this is four different points of what the Congress finds that this commission should be doing. And developments over the intervening 45 years require, once again, the federal, state, tribal, and local government, civic organizations, religious institutions, business groups, and individual citizens come together to review evidence and consider how to improve the criminal justice system. Okay. So that's basically why, you know what I'm saying, now, I personally have, you know, my brother, you know what I'm saying, Elijah Bowden, who's, you know what I'm saying, incarcerated for a crime that he, hey, you know, put it this way, even if he did or didn't do the crime, the time that they hand out here down in Florida is completely unjust. Three life sentences for somebody who didn't kill anybody, you know what I'm saying, bomb anybody or destroy anything, you know what I'm saying, and was involved in a robbery where he was the labeled as the purse snatcher, you know, and collector of goods, but not carrying a firearm in any manner, and no one in the situation was harmed. But subsequently, he got three life sentences because of that, because we have what is called the PRR, the Prison Reoffender Release Act. And that means if you basically, it's another little form of the what is it? Three strikes rule. And so they just kind of whitewashed it and call it PRR. Still three strikes. You know, if you commit a crime within 3 years of getting out of prison, they label you as a PRR, no matter what type of crime. Well, I don't say no type of crime, but any kind of type of felony. So you could have stole a candy bar or anything like that, and they would have sent you back up the road for an extended period of time. So, yeah, that's what we're really talking about today. I'm going to go back into it, and in just a minute, I want to go ahead and let y'all hear a couple of songs, you know, when I got loaded up, because that's what we do here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Give a shout out to the Trilateral Commission, TLC Radio. You can check us out at TLCRN.CF. That's TLCRN, the Trilateral Commission Radio Network. And, yeah, that consists of myself, Mr. Smell-a-Lail So Good, Captain Smell So Good of Starship Smelly Prize. You also have, that's from Tampa Float, Weeda. And then we take it over to San Jose, California, for Mr. 186 Point Deuce Worldwide Radio, Mr. Goofy Boom. Then you get slapped with some baby powder fresh in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? By my dog, Baby Powder Fresh J, holding it down for Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, with the Life After Dust live show. And then we also got Miss Computer Lady, who brings up the technical end of the whole network, you know what I'm saying, and bring y'all education all, and we just bring y'all everything. So from comedy to entertainment, models to sex talk to computer talk to gangster talk, you know what I'm saying? We got it all. We got it all on the TLCRN network. So check this out. This is Steve M. Y'all want to hit me up, 347-237-5125. Once again, it's 347-237-5125, all the way live. Here's my dog, Steve Melodic. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the lyrics of the song. Cause you ain't got to worry about nothing on Record and Game Radio. Smelly prize 3013, baby, because we always keep this thing in the future, you know what I'm saying, dropping knowledge, keeping your brain solid. Get off the rocks, though, you know what I'm saying, get off the rocks, put the crack down. Okay, and I just like his groove, that's why I'm going to keep his groove in the background. To cover some more of this HR 446, you know what I'm saying. And that's what we're talking about today, the HR 446. bill is to establish the National Criminal Justice Commission. And once again, this was an act that was proposed in February 1st, 2013. Mr. Deutsch introduced the following bill, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary, which is where it sits right now. Okay, give y'all a little, they go on, they're supposed to be consulting with government and non-government representatives. Okay, they're supposed to be working closely with federal, state, all the local peoples, you know what I'm saying? They're supposed to include in the final report required by subsection G, summaries of input and recommendations of these leaders. So that means, you know, it's a chain of command going on, people. You know what I'm saying? Report to me, report to me, report to me, to get back to me, to that, to being to me, that minute. There you go. You know what I'm saying? And at the end, everybody gonna have a unanimous decision. Make it available to the public. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, they'll actually start voting on for recommendations in the report to send to Congress. Okay, now, memberships. This is how they breaking it down. The commission shall be composed of 14 members. One member shall be appointed by the president, who shall serve as co-chairman of the commission. Got another member who shall be appointed by the leader of the Senate, majority or minority leader, whatever the case may be, of the Republican Party, in consultation with the leader of the House of Representatives, majority or minority, whatever the case may be, of the Republican Party, who shall serve as co-chairman of the commission. Then you will also have two members who shall be appointed by the senior member of the Senate leadership of the Democratic Party, in consultation with the Democratic leadership of the Committee on the Judiciary. Then we also have two members who shall be appointed by the senior member of the Senate leadership of the Republican Party, in connection with the Republican leadership of the Committee on the Judiciary. You also have two members that shall be appointed by the senior member of the leadership of the House of Representatives of the Republican Party, in consultation with the Republican leadership of the Committee on the Judiciary. Then you still have two members that shall be appointed by senior members of the leadership of the House of Representatives of the Democratic Party, in consultation with the Democratic leadership of the Committee on the Judiciary. A lot of this is the same redundancy, but that's our government. Two members who shall be state and local representatives shall be appointed by the president in agreement with leader of the Senate, majority or minority, as the case may be, of the Republican Party, and the leader of the House of Representatives of the Republican Party. Two members who shall be state and local representatives shall be appointed by the president in agreement with leader of the Senate, majority or minority, whatever the case may be, of the Democratic Party, and the leader of the House of Representatives, majority or minority party of the Democratic Party, whatever the case may be. Okay, so 14 members, they got it, you know, nice and evenly broke down, you know, so it's a bipartisan, you get a bipartisan split, so you should be able to get a bipartisan decision, shouldn't be any problems, but it is our good government, and where there's good government, there's always, well, we don't have a good government, so I don't know anything else to follow that up with, but anyways, That's if you want to read more, like I said, you can go to www.govtrack.us. That's govtrack.us. .us. You can go there and type in HR446. It's 18. I think it was 18 pages when I was about to print it out, but it was a bunch of wasteless paper because I didn't need all. I don't need to know your travel expenses. I don't need to know experts and consultants. I don't need to know the detail of government employees, other resources. I don't need to know about their volunteer services, obtaining their official data, their mails, their administrative reporting, their contracts, their gifts. I don't need to know none of that. What I do need to know is at the end of the day, the commission shall terminate 60 days after it submits its report to Congress. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so there you go. So we need to get this commission enacted. You know what I'm saying? We do need a panel of people to do a serious overhaul of the judicial system. I mean, it is a serious justice system. And I was talking to, was that a female? Yeah, I was a lady. No, it was one of my homeboys. I was just talking, you know, kicking General Bobo. And I was like, you know, you got to kind of look at the reality of it. A lot of states, you know, the community is a prison community, meaning that the community works in the prison or works in the local jail and maintains that local prison. So therefore, when you're talking about prison reform and you're talking about, you know, changing rules, well, then that's going to change the way that these prisons operate and some of the dirty tactics that they be doing to keep their, you know, inmates in and keep their count up and all that will now be reformed, will be monitored, will be scrutinized. So then, you know what I'm saying, daddy unfair bucks, you know what I'm saying, who been screwing people over for the past 10 years but been putting food on the table for his family, you know what I'm saying, his family's been overlooking that because they are being fed and they have a roof over their head. So it's a catch-22, but it the only right answer is reform. There is no other answer, you know what I'm saying. We must reform, you know. And that's pretty much it. So let me go ahead and play my dog real quick, Mr. Mitch Millionaire, Mr. All Day. Okay. And be right back at you. I'm going to hit y'all up with a little Nutty News, which I ain't done in a while. A little Nutty News coming from NuttyNewsToday.com. Right back at you after this.
To all you motherfuckers that purchased this, goddamn.
This is my name, Miss Holly from the 813, baby.
Wrecking the game. Entertainment. Production.
Thank you.
DJ smells so good.
All day. I say, all day. In the 813. I may, all day. I say, all day.
Rap knowledge, nigga, keep it on vibe. See the pipe up with the nigga, don't play your life. Roll the dice, nigga, boy, true, get it on life. No limit to this whip of pill, gorilla name is still. Obama, no snow, fluent, niggas out 2 and 3. TNT to the streets, these niggas, these for these, one for one, nigga, 2 and 1. Like, oh, where I'm from, this is something. Well, I told me Bob, baby, retarded on quack. Doing the tune, bashing the sets and the battery cat. Hey, SAP, Johnny blazing off in these streets. Fuck, nigga, don't blaze me. Fuck, what you say,
man? All day. I say, all day. In the week, one, three. I may.
Round, 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 round
Oh, snap. My bad, people. This whole time, I done did have the show on mute once again. It's a good thing I started the music. Y'all be like, what the hell? Okay, let me run this all back. NuttyNewsToday.com is what I am about to get started on for the last couple of seconds on this show. Give y'all about 4-5 headlines. And I'm going to skip the one that I just read. If you want to know what I just read, go to NuttyNewsToday.com. NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news. Okay. What we got? Company limits bathroom breaks to 6 minutes a day. That's off in Chicago. We got a judge. I'm just going to read some of these headlines. If it's really interesting enough, I'll get into it. Judge is busted for drunk driving. Please for special treatment because you are going to ruin my life. Only in McAllen, Texas. Maybe you guys know her. Yeah, Justice Nora Longoria was going 69 in her Lexus and a 55 just after 1 a.m. Saturday and slurred words and you already know who else. Anyways, over in Washington, D.C., the feds to open a $50 million resort for illegal children. Yeah, this is what you guys wanted to hear in Texas. The Obama administration has awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group to buy a Texas resort hotel and transform it into a 600-bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. The Palm Air Hotel and Suites is said to be sold to Baptist Child and Families. Oh, I already know this is not good. Soon you got religious in that context. And oh, snap. Operating under a federal contract pending local government approval, according to reports from Olasco, Texas, where the hotel is located. And, yeah, it's got 2 outdoor swimming pools, an Olympic-sized jacuzzi, sauna, steam room, 2 racquetball courts, outdoor tennis court, picnic area with grills, fitness center with 20 machines, and free weights. Update says the Fed backed group drops plan to buy a fancy hotel. Okay, well, yeah. But they have the plan to do it. Over here in Houston, we have a serial pooper who was up to his old tricks again. Yeah. Okay. Running around doing the number 2 on people's yards. Right. Moving on. In Poland, a naked woman walks into a filling station. I have no problem with that. Moving on. In Connecticut, man is arrested after stabbing a watermelon. Okay. I will move on because that is absolutely Connecticut. Get it? Yeah. Okay. No. All right, anyways, over here in San Francisco, Comcast strives to keep customers' business by not letting them cancel their service. Sounds like Bright House. And they do have a call. Please do not disconnect our service after all. Wow. Okay, anyway. Carjacker gets beat down in San Diego, California. Guy tried to carjack. A woman and her children, side community members, jump in to help the woman, grabbing the keys out of the carjacker's hands, pulling him out of the car while police are called. Carjacker tries to get away. He is brought down and held there till police arrived and he was taken into custody. Women and children were checked out by EMT, seemed shaken up, but no physical injuries. Suspect was identified as 21-year-old Ismael Hernandez. Kiss my ass, Hernandez. Yeah. We got a couple more. I'm going to give you a couple more and I'm out of here, people. Screaming pig monster that menaced children is seen again. This is over in Oakland, Maine. Just chupacabra. Not really. But it's a, Morning Sentinel says a woman took refuge on the side of a rail of a wooden bridge on Monday after seeing the 80-pound black and white pig. Oh. Okay, NASA says we are not alone. Who the? Come on, people. Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah, we know that. NASA predicts that 100 million worlds in our own Milky Way galaxy may host alien life. In space program, scientists estimate that humans will be able to find life within 2 decades. I'm probably thinking it's going to take longer because y'all just figured out the goddamn world was round. Right. You feel me? Okay. Anyway, moving on. My favorite Chick-fil-A restaurant. What happened? All profits funded. Field trips for schools and special education students. I already knew that. Yeah. Shouts out to Chick-fil-A. Washington, D.C. The First Lady of the United States has declared war on Chick-fil-A. What? The new government regulations require snack items served in public schools to have less than 200 calories. That includes vending machines, lunchrooms, and other campus venues. And that's really bad news for kids at South Carolina's Socoste High School. They've just learned they will no longer be allowed to buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches at school. Damn, what the? How the hell y'all got a Chick-fil-A at y'all damn school? Okay, man told bogus bear attack story and attempted murder. You better watch out over in Vermont. I'm pretty sure it was over crystal meth. Okay, we're going to keep moving on. Oh, wait a minute. Lucas Gingras has pled not guilty. Authorities said that he had taken, yes, MDMA, and used the same drug to spike his girlfriend's drink at a cabin in Milton when he initially told investigators that the couple had been attacked by a bear, leading to a stove being overturned and the cabin being set on fire. But later, Ginger said that he thought the drug caused him to hallucinate that a bear was near the cabin. Roar, roar. Police said Gingras actually kicked LaDonna Merriman over the edge of the 70-foot-high cliff, leaving her hospitalized with injuries including a broken back and a punctured lung. Dun-dun-dun. TSA agent didn't know what the District of Columbia was. Yep, that sounds pretty much right. Right here in good old Orlando, Florida. Don't know a motherfucking thing, a lot of us, because people don't want to goddamn educate themselves. But anyways, over here in Jersey City, the mayor slammed the sidewalk memorial honoring cop killer. I can put a memorial at rest easy, thug in peace, see you on the other side. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Anyways, Dollar General underwear thief flees in an ice cream truck. Okay, she put the undergarments in her purse, then walked out of the store without paying, and then fled away in a white ice cream truck, as if no one would recognize the ice cream woman, who looks like Tammy off of the movie. Okay, people, I'll give you the last one, and I'm out of here. Three runners are pinned and gored in final ring of the Bulls in Spain. There's a significant history fact behind that, you know what I'm saying, which which I've actually listened to on the Hidden Colors video, which I need to listen to the part two of that, and y'all can check that out on YouTube.com, Hidden Colors. Very good documentary. We recommend, you know what I'm saying, any and everybody go and check that out. So, we about to get up out of here, people. I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, address this issue of H.R. 446, drum up y'all support. I do have a petition on, what is it, choice.org? What the hell is it? the petition website, whatever. It's all on my Facebook and everything. I got a petition signed. I already contacted our senator, Senator Bill Nelson. His office has already, you know, show some positive support. I did call Senator Marco Rubio's office. His representatives did not show too much support. So that tells you already what the Democratic support is going to be over the Republican support. So, once again, make sure you call or contact your local state representatives, you know what I'm saying, and, well, at least for Florida, contact Senator Bill Nelson and Senator Marco Rubio. You know, blow up the phones. Somebody will answer. It was nice chicks that did answer. They was very nice. Wasn't no rudeness going on or anything, so that was very respectable. And they didn't, you know, provide a lot of information because, again, the bill is still on the committee of on the judiciary. So until it gets passed the committee and gets presented to the House or the Senate as a whole, then, you know, no other further action can be taken. So that's what we're trying to drum up early support now. And, yeah, so we can get it, you know what I'm saying? We get this commission, then we can get some prisoners, you know what I'm saying, get some prisons reformed and get some better, you know, humane conditions going on and stop all this overcrowding due to over-sentencing and just frivolous sentences and all this kind of crap that they've been doing. So, once again, I'd like to thank y'all for listening to Wrecking the Game Radio. Your host, Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize 3013, baby. This is how we do it. Shouts out to everybody from the Tampa Bay Float Weed area. And don't forget, coming up, my dog, the world-famous Peacock, is in town. We'll be holding it down for his birthday comedy jam. That's Sunday, August 17th, 2014. It's going down at Super D's right here in Tampa, Florida, right off of 810 East Skagway Avenue. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up on the Facebook, and you'll see the flyer. That's Facebook. .com/DJ Smell So Good, and yeah, come a friend, and I'll spam you because you won't spam me, and I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? I forgot I was on public. Peace out, people.
To all you motherfuckers that purchased this, goddamn.
This is my name, Miss Holly from the 813, baby.
Wrecking the Game, Entertainment, Production, Production.
Thank you.
DJ Smell So Good.
All day. I say, all day. In the 813, I may, all day. I say, all day. Rap knowledge, nigga, keep it on vibe. See the pipe, whip, nigga, don't play your life. Roll the dice, nigga, boy, truth, get it on life. No limit to this whip of pill, gorilla name is still. Obama, the snow, fluent, niggas, I 2 and 3. TNT to the CCC, nigga, D. D's for D's, one for one, nigga, 2 and 1. Like, oh, I'm a pound, pound, this is something. Hell, I told me, Bob, baby, retarded on quack. Knowing the tune, bashing the set, and the battery cat. Hey, SAP, Johnny blazing off in these streets. Fuck, nigga, don't blaze me. Fuck, what you say? All day. I say, all day. In the week, one straight. I may, all day. In the week, one straight. I say, all day.
I'll help the ball.
Okay.